How many did you have?
Well, back in that day and time, 40, 50 head. That's about the biggest herd we ever had around here. Of course, I've been, until I sold them out last year, I would take care of some of my sister-in-law and mine together, about 150 head, but.
Something that you put on a horse's feet to protect their
shoes.
Yeah. Do you ever play
iron shoes?
Do you ever play a game with them?
Oh, a little bit, but not too much. I just play around a little bit, horseshoes, ring them.
You used what?
Well, chunk them, you know.
At a stall?
Have a stall up there.
Pitch them at it?
And try to.
You call it quotes or something like that?
Well, we always call it ringing them. Yeah. It's been so long. I think it's been 50 years since I played in that.
Now, you put the shoes in where?
How the?
You nailed the shoes in this.
In the hoof.
Yeah, you had to trim up all of them, didn't you?
Oh, ever so often, if you didn't have the shoes on them. Well, even when your shoes on them, ever so often, you had to take them off and those hoofs would go out, you see.
Yeah.
And if you didn't trim them, they'd split. And then they'd split sometimes at that.
Yeah. Did you raise sheep?
Well, I had a few sheep in several years.
What did you raise them for? Did you shear them for the...
Well, I sheared them, sold the wool, sold the lambs. But the market got bad, and then...
Yeah.
And I got disease among them and lost a lot of them, and so I just got out of the business. It's raised sheep, cattle, or anything else like that. You've got to keep up with it. It's always something that comes in. If you don't keep up with your gardening, grass will eat you up. If you don't keep up with your field work, well, grass will eat you up, and things like that. And people, we can raise peaches, you know, just as good as they can in Georgia, I reckon.
What kind you get? Have you ever had a whole bunch of peaches around here?
No, not a great lot. I had my half acre, you know, one year, 25 trees, I reckon.
That's a good size.
But the trouble of it is, you got to keep up with it. You got to dock them for this at a certain time. You got to dock. You can't put it off. And that's the trouble. We had a neighbor right down here one year. He raised a good many peaches there. He sold them, yeah. I never did sell any.
What kind did he raise?
Alberta's mostly.
Is that the kind that, you got the kind that really...
You can pop them?
Yeah.
In other words, a pre-stone.
And then you got the other ones, they're called...
You know, I remember used to, the old folks, nearly everybody had a two or three peach trees around their house. And back in those days, when I was a kid, worms would bother them a little bit, but people didn't take care of them, one thing or another. Some years they'd do good, and some years they wouldn't. Well, yeah, that's right.
And the plum trees around where I'm at. Yeah, I tell you, them colors would get out and eat them all.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't. We have quite a bit ground through this country. Of course, not as much as used to be, but the little plum bush, orchard-like, alongside the roads.